In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're studying through the book of 1 John. The sermons can't cover all the detail, and so I'm recording a few extra podcasts with a bit more information on some of the verses. We're up to 1 John chapter 2, verse 12, and we're going to read from verse 12 to verse 14 today. It reads, "I write to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, dear children, because you have known the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God lives in you, and you have overcome the evil one." These are tremendously encouraging verses. And they're very interesting as he pours out a stream of encouragement in these three verses to the various segments of the church. And I think he covers everybody, including women and younger people. It's just a literary device to just talk about fathers and young men, because in verse 12 he encompasses everybody by talking to them as dear children. But he pours out all this encouragement before summarizing in verse 15, 16, a warning to reject the world. He tells them they are strong enough to handle the challenges that are coming at them from the false teachers that are drawing some members away. The false teaching about Jesus, the false teaching about sin, and the challenges of very likely some local persecution. You're strong enough, you can handle it. And this is strengthened by something that doesn't come out in the NIV translation. Another way of translating the word "because" in these verses is to instead translate them as "that" rather than "because." That changes the emphasis to being a strong reminder of what they have received. It doesn't change the meaning, but it does change that emphasis. So it would be, "I write to you, dear children, that your sins have been forgiven." It's a strong reminder. Verse 13, "I write to you, fathers, that you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, that you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, dear children, that you have known the Father." And I love particularly the verse 14 section to the young men. "I write to you, young men," perhaps because they're more vulnerable in their life. Perhaps they're young Christians, or perhaps they are physically young. We don't know, but either way. But he says, "I write to you, young men, that you are strong, and that the word of God does effectively live in you, and that you have overcome the evil one." These are strong reminders of their strength and of their identity. And the writer is expressing great confidence in them. In fact, great confidence, especially in the young in the congregation. So important for them. So important that we remember to give our affirmation and our encouragement to the young in the congregation. The young Christians need so much encouragement. We forget that, those of us who have been around a while, how much in our early days we valued the confidence expressed in us by older Christians. Let's not neglect that. We do have an opponent, the evil one, and there's much emphasis on that, on him, in the book of 1 John as well as elsewhere in the New Testament. And we have enough in us to stand against the temptation that comes at us and against the attacks of the evil one, yet we need encouragement to live up to and into all that God has got for us. So let's remember what we do have, that our sins are forgiven, that we have known Jesus for a long time, that we have overcome the evil one by the power of what Jesus has done, that we have the strength, that we have the word of God, and that we have overcome. John writes this to remind them that they are not alone and that they are strong. I pray that's something that we reflect on today that helps us as we fight against the temptations of this world, as we'll talk about in verse 15 tomorrow. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.